English for Specialized Science and Technology. Copyright by Cosmos Culture Limited.
Unit 1. Chapter 1. Taipei 101. From the ancient pyramids of Egypt to the most recent Burj Khalifa, dominating structures have captured the attention and impelled competition among structural engineers. Various categories define the tallest structures, ranging from observation decks, CN Tower of Canada, to glass panels, Burj Khalifa, to towering spires, Taipei 101. On its completion in 2004, Taipei 101, the skyscraper is so named for its 101 floors, took the title of the tallest building in the world to be fully occupied. However, in 2009, the newly constructed Burj Khalifa took the title with 169 floors occupied, well surpassing Taipei 101. The structural achievement of Taipei 101, formerly Taipei Financial Center, was a collaborative effort between architects and engineers. Their joint project resulted in a steel and concrete reinforced tower, innovatively designed to resist high seismic and typhoon stresses. Taipei 101 stands just 508 meters from a major fault line and has to potentially counter winds of 100 miles per hour. The architect, C.Y. Lee and partners, utilized state-of-the-art structural design to defy these extreme forces of nature, while at the same time incorporating traditional Chinese symbols and culture. The architectural innovations of Taipei 101 begin 30 meters below ground, with 380 1.5-meter diameter concrete piles embedded into the bedrock. The tower superstructure is secured to the foundation with sheer studs and supported by 8 super columns, primary vertical members of the structural system, 2 supporting each of the 4 perimeter faces. To the 26th floor, the super columns share the gravity load with sub-super columns and corner columns to form box sections. All columns are composites of steel plates and 10,000 PSI reinforced concrete, so that they resist the structural challenge of metal fatigue. 4 lines of bracing in each direction complete the building's core structure. Within the core, diagonal braces add to core stiffness. Inverted V or chevron braces provide passage for elevators, as well as allowing elevator lobbies to be more spacious. 4x4 concrete shear walls are cast between the core columns, which further provide core stiffness up to the 8th floor. Above the 8th floor, steel trusses and inclined moment-resisting lattices holding a wall system of glass panels all tie back into the super columns in order to counter both wind and seismic activity without being damaged. The entire structure is comprised of 8-story modules. Every 8th story consists of a story-high truss designed to transfer gravity to the super columns. One of the most unique design aspects of Taipei 101 is the installation of 3 tuned mass dampers. The primary 730-ton spherical damper, installed between the 92nd and the 88th floors, consists of 41-layer steel plates and is suspended by a sling of 8 steel cables. 8 surrounding viscous damper devices, VDD, act to dissipate the energy, heat, generated when the tuned mass damper shifts, and an outer bumper ring prevents the ball from ever swaying too far. Because of its weight, the primary damper could not be lifted by crane and had to be constructed on site. 2 smaller 7-ton dampers are installed at the tip of the spire to reduce structural response to vortex-induced oscillation, VIO, common winds that cause bending moments in the spires. Another unique feature of Taipei 101 is its world's fastest double-decked pressurized elevators. Traveling between the lobby and the 89th floor observation deck, these elevators rise at 60 kilometers per hour and descend at 36.6 kilometers per hour, which means that visitors can travel to the observation deck in less than 40 seconds. Another observatory is located on the 91st floor, and the top floor houses a private club, Summit 101. As a multi-use facility, Taipei 101 also houses retail facilities, restaurants, offices, and communication facilities. In addition, beneath the skyscraper, you'll find a subway station, which opened in 2013 upon the completion of the Shinny Line of Taipei's mass rapid transit system. Taipei 101 embodies state-of-the-art technology, but its design also incorporates traditional Chinese symbolism. Taipei is mnemonic for technology, art, innovation, people, environment, and identity, and 101 connotes the new century in which it arose. 101 is pluperfect, one higher than 100, the traditional symbol of perfection. Various uses of 8 in the design of Taipei 101 are based on the Chinese interpretation of the lucky number, abundance, prosperity, and good fortune. These repeated 8-story segments recall the traditional Chinese pagoda and the bamboo plant, which is a model of strength, resilience, and elegance. Taipei 101 stands at the center of the Shinny Planning District, the only master-planned community in Taipei. The community has become the city center, and even though Taipei 101 has been eclipsed in height by Burj Khalifa, it continues to anchor a thriving business district for Taipei.